I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. St. Francis Medical Center's Community Health Center officially opened its doors Monday in the heart of Midtown on Tower Drive. The site offers new services and easier access than its former clinic. The concept for the new facility began 4 years ago as part of the hospital's strategic planning process that focuses on a shift in healthcare toward outpatient settings. St. Francis Chief Operating Officer Kristen Walker says the new clinic offers a setting where patients can access outpatient healthcare in one facility. Services at the new location include a walk-in clinic, therapy services, cardiac rehab, radiology, and a number of other services. Ophthalmology is offered on the first floor, pediatric services on the second floor, and physicians from the women's clinic on the fourth floor. St. Francis closed its Oliver Road clinic last week to move all services to the new site. A Suffolk University poll on Louisiana's U.S. Senate race shows the two frontrunners in a statistical dead heat leading up to next Tuesday's election. 36% said they would vote for Democrat incumbent Senator Mary Landrieu in the primary, while 35% chose Republican Congressman Bill Cassidy. Dr. Michael Henderson, director of LSU's Public Policy Lab, says this poll is different than most.
Now, what this poll does that's kind of interesting is they kind of give a more nuanced look at the primary. Manus is in there. A lot of the polls that are out there really focused on the two-person race and what the most likely runoff would be.
He says the poll actually takes a look at the primary and includes all three major candidates. Ron Manus polled at 11% of the vote. However, when the poll shifts to a Landrieu-Cassidy runoff, it shows Cassidy with a 7-point lead over the incumbent. Henderson said the lead is a little bigger than what we've seen in other surveys.
But the margins of errors on these polls are certainly overlapping, so this is within the realm of what we've been seeing in polling.
The poll surveyed 500 likely voters across the state from October 23rd through the 26th. A state district judge in Baton Rouge has refused to block a lawsuit filed by St. Tammany Parish officials who hope to stop a proposed oil drilling and fracking project. Parish officials filed the lawsuit in June. They argue that the well is proposed for an area zoned residential and that the parish has the authority to ban hydraulic fracturing. The State Department of Natural Resources Office of Conservation wants the suit thrown out, but Judge William Morvan of the 19th Judicial District told attorneys Monday that the case has enough merit to be heard. Fracking extracts oil and gas from rock by injecting high-pressure mixtures of water, sand, or gravel, as well as chemicals. The attorney for the city of Leesville says he's confident the municipality can negotiate a lower penalty than the $403,000 fine it was slapped with by the IRS in August. City Attorney Chuck Dowden says that he's been in correspondence with the IRS. He says the city failed to properly file employee wage forms with the agency for the 2010 calendar year, and he says the city has since supplied the documents. Dowden says the city has no record of any attempt by the IRS to inform the city of the error. Dowden says he asked the agency for any documentation or correspondence on behalf of the service. The agency responded in a letter asking for a 60-day extension to fill the request. The KEDM weather forecast, a 30% chance of thunderstorms early today, then a 60% chance of thunderstorms later tonight, the high today in the low 80s.